Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you for bringing us to a new day. Thank you for your protection over us, over all our loved ones. Thank you for fighting our battles, for all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. We thank you, Father Lord, for all that you have blessed us with. We say glory be unto your holy name. Father, we also want to thank you for all the past broadcasts, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all manners of testimonies that we have had as a result of this broadcast. We say glory, honor, praises be unto your holy name, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us, that indeed your word will heal, your word will transform, your word will draw us closer to you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to this favorite program of yours, Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, The Lord Will Use You Mightily. My God, we perform wonders through you, for you, by you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Inasmuch as the Spirit of God is with us, we can do great and mighty things. The greatness of God is demonstrated through man, and that by so doing, what God does is that He gives man, first thing He gives man is a power. He gives man power. The Bible tells us in the book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, it says, So He answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So it gives us His power. The book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, Ephesians 3, verse 16 says, He will grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. The Lord will strengthen you in your inner man in the name of Jesus. The book of Psalm 62, verse 11, Psalm 62, verse 11 says, God has spoken once. Twice have I heard that power belongs to the Lord. Power belongs to Him. And inasmuch as you can tap of the power of the Almighty God, you can do great and mighty things. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Let's look at what we can use this power for. One of the things we can use the power for is the power to witness, the power to win souls for the kingdom of God. The book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So the Lord is giving you and I the power to win souls, the power to win souls for His kingdom. In Acts chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says, And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterances. Brothers and sisters, the power to win souls, is five. The power of God. When the Holy Spirit is upon you, it will turn that ordinary word that is coming from your mouth to supernatural one, and you begin to convince people. It's the power of God that gives you the grace to preach the gospel. The power of God, it gives you that boldness. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, it says, "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." So let your faith not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Rely upon His power, and when you rely upon His power, you begin to do exploits. Because God has given you power, you can chase 1,000. The Bible tells us in the book of Leviticus, Leviticus 6:8, five of you shall chase 1,000, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Say, your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. Is there any enemy that is tormenting you? The Lord is saying that, look, surrender them to me. They are going to fall before you. All your enemies will fall before you. All your mockers, the Lord will silence them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also reading the book of Joshua, Joshua 23, verse 10. Say, one man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God is he who fight for you as he promised you. Brothers and sisters, you cannot fight those battles by yourself. Just rely upon the Lord. With his power, you will conquer. And indeed, you will conquer in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord can also give you the power to outrun your enemies, as was in the case of Elijah and King Ahab in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings 18 verse 46. The Bible says, "Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he gathered up his loin and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." Brothers and sisters, when the power of God is upon you, you will outrun your enemy. The Lord will grant you speed in the name of Jesus. Every enemy of yours, you will outrun them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the power of God is upon you. And so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that the power of God is upon you is that you will not be weary. You will not faint. You will not be weary. The Lord will grant you strength. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, say, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they will not faint." I prophesy unto your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that indeed the Lord will renew your strength. In the name of Jesus, you will mount up with wings like eagles. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be weary, you will not faint. The Almighty God will empower you. He will strengthen you on all sides. Talking about strengthening you, it's the power of God that can give you victory over sickness. Sickness will not torment you. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 7, he said, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. Brothers and sisters, even though you are probably an aged person now, I prophesy unto you that you will not know the sickness of old people. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Almighty God will strengthen you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Affliction will not dwell in your body. Diseases will not dwell in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty healing hand of God shall rest upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Because the power of God is upon you, you begin to do unusual miracles, uncommon miracles, as it was in the case of the Apostle Paul. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 19, Acts chapter 19 says, "Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and diseases left them, and the evil spirit went out of them." Brothers and sisters, the Lord is ready to do unusual miracles through you and for you. But all you need to do is to yield to Him. As you are yielded to Him, He will begin to do extraordinary things through you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing the power of God can do for you is what we can see in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. He said, "Call to me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." God will begin to reveal mysteries unto you. Things you do not know, God will reveal them unto you. He will decorate you with His wisdom. He will grant you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. This grace to excel, the Lord will release upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the power of God is upon you, He will grant you victory over stagnancy. You will no longer be stagnant. The Lord will move you forward in the name of Jesus. We can see that in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 3 verse 6. Acts 3 verse 6, "Then Peter said, Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping, stood and walked, and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God." You will praise God this day. You will rejoice. The Lord will put a new song in your mouth in the mighty name of Jesus. You will no longer be stagnant. You will no longer remain at the same spot. You will move forward. Every chain of stagnancy that has held you bound, today I decree and I declare, let them be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. They are broken this day in the mighty name of Jesus. It's time for you to advance. It's time for you to move up, and you will move up in the name of Jesus. The Lord will take you to a higher level in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The power to make wealth is God that gives us the power to make wealth, as we can see in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 8, reading from verse 18. And it says, Deuteronomy 8, 18, I say, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your father, as it is this day." The Almighty God will release the power to get wealth to you in the name of Jesus. I know even the Bible said there will always be poor in the land, but you don't have to be among them. The Lord wants to prosper you. The Lord will prosper you on all sides in the mighty name of Jesus. The knowledge that you need that is going to catapult you to a higher level of wealth, the Lord will release unto you in the name of Jesus. The helpers of destiny that you need for you to get to that level, the Lord will send them your way. He will not only send them your way, He will open your eyes to identify them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not of your own chase them away. The helpers of your destiny, you will not chase away. You will not walk against your own destiny in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace to prosper, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Doors shall be opened unto you. Doors, God can open doors unto you. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah 45, reading from verse 1. "Thus says the Lord to His anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors so that the gates will not be shut." God will open doors for you in the name of Jesus. Doors of opportunity, doors of progress, doors of advancement, the Lord will release unto you in the name of Jesus. He's the one that has the master key. When He opens, no one can shut. When He shuts, no one can open. But brothers and sisters, I'm talking about this Almighty God. I'm talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. You need to accept Him for Him to give you this power. He will not release the power to somebody He does not know. So, brothers and sisters, this is an opportunity for you too to exercise the power in Christ Jesus. Because He said, "Greater things shall you do. Greater things than He did," and He wants you to do that. So just accept Him this day. So wherever you are, just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. wipe away my sins. It's only you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. For everyone that have had this broadcast, let your mighty hand rest upon them. Let your favor surround them. Make way for them where there are no ways. Send helpers of destiny to them in the name of Jesus. And brothers and sisters, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.